Imagine a 60-plus piece symphonic orchestra playing, not classical music, but hip-hop. Now, what would that sound like? Tupac meets Tchaikovsky? Mozart meets Eminem? The Dakar Hip Hop Orchestra is busy breaking down musical boundaries. The ensemble has a new live recording called San Francisco Debut. Reporter Fawny Evnokides has more.
Until now, no one has presented hip hop in symphonic form, combining it with jazz and European classical music. But the Los Angeles-based Dakar Hip Hop Orchestra is slicing and dicing these musical traditions and mixing in funk and African and Latin percussion. 34-year-old mastermind conductor and principal composer Jeff Gallegos, who goes by Double G, presides over the musical sprawl.
If Charles Mingus was playing craps with Pedro Justiz in Cuba in 1950, and those guys got on a boat and went over to Africa and hooked up with these Senegalese dudes, and then they went over to Paris and they hooked up with a symphony orchestra, and that whole symphony orchestra found itself in a park in the Bronx in 1980, that would be what I want to do.
Yeah. Hip-hop?
What?
So, beautiful unraveling sound, darts encoded. Metaphysical patterns scatter in this hype show. Here we go, full throttle, virtual smasher blaster, incarnated within this musical master. Preliminary staging after, my love transforms subsonic ramblers. Frequency riding, rap spinner, intercommunicating, pervasive stating, amazing street talk. Get up, unlimited primitive.
Double G first got the idea for a hip-hop orchestra after graduating from Boston's Berklee School of Music with a degree in musical composition. He was working as an apprentice for symphony conductor Larry Barrett in Colorado.
And I was kind of his right-hand man, you know, taping his pieces of paper together, making sure all the dots were right, you know, just doing the real, like, nuts and bolts work and learning how a symphony works. You know, if I had a question about orchestration, he'd pull out his score, he'd drop what he was doing and say, okay, well, you know, look how the French horns interact with the strings here. And he pointed out on the score like, ah.
After work, Double G would hang out at a Denver nightclub. It was the early 90s, and local DJs were spinning fresh hip-hop imported directly from New York. That's when his musical world started to collide.
And so I'd be working the orchestra job during the day, getting those melodies, and then I'd bring my saxophone to this club, play with the DJs, and then start playing classical themes over the top of the beats. You know, and then after that, I'd take the beats I heard that night and then go back to work the next day, work on the classical stuff, and then I'd hear this over the underneath some Stravinsky music or something like that.
Double G moved back to L.A. and started the Dakar Hip Hop Orchestra in 1999. Saxophonist Matt Demerit has been with the group since the beginning, and he thinks Dakar is a natural progression in American music. While most hip-hop music is still created using electronic samples or snippets of music taken from other recordings, he says more and more hip-hop groups are taking up live instruments.
Part of the problem with electronic music in general is that the machine is playing the music, and sometimes you lose sort of the juice, just the energy that you get from a human being. I think that's why a lot of hip-hop bands have taken on live musicians, of course. I mean, it creates excitement that just a laptop or a couple of turntables really can't create.
Double G composes original symphonies as well as tributes to some of his favorite hip-hop groups, like The Roots, Gangstar, or Public Enemy. He also pays homage to some of the old-school predecessors of hip-hop. In a version of the song Come In Out of the Rain, the orchestra expands on the original by the 70s funk band Parliament. Music critic Nicole Powers writes for Herb magazine.
When it was first written, it was penned with reference to the Vietnam War, but it's like so relevant today, and to see it completely reinvigorated, because obviously Parliament and Funkadelic were a very vital group of people, so to top that, it kind of takes 60 people and a full orchestra.
Double G uses a time-honored musical device to start the anthem.
Fanfare is like a heralding brass. Like that kind of a thing, you know. The brass instruments, they're like, wake up. And so this fanfare, I wanted it to be like a real strong introduction to the statement of come in out of the rain.
Happiness and peace is getting more and more out of my reach. Violence and revolution coming out of the rain.
Number one, I knew that George Clinton had said in many interviews that he was very influenced by the Beatles. And we had a somewhat of a Beatlish string arrangement that I wrote for that song, because I was like, okay, well, let's have some shout to the Beatles and also Motown. So it's also kind of like a Motown woodwind and string tie-in.
On any given performance night, musicians called from the core of the Los Angeles music industry play in the orchestra. They're mostly in their 20s and 30s and include members of classical and jazz ensembles, session players for soul and funk groups, and musicians from rock and hip-hop acts. But these days, even conventional, well-established symphony orchestras are feeling the pinch of funding cuts and reduced corporate support. Double G's met with the major label executives who've been buzzing around, but he says they all want him to compromise on his vision.
First thing, well, we're going to have to only do it with 15 people. And I'm like, oh, 15 people, well, let me just, thanks for my $15 lunch, I'll see you later. And then I don't ever return their phone calls again.
So Double G's had to find creative ways to keep the hip-hop orchestra afloat. They started by playing shows at local L.A. nightclubs, then graduated to playing free shows downtown to thousands of people each summer. That led to a sold-out show at the Walt Disney Concert Hall, which seats over 2,000 people. And this past summer, with no financial tour support from a major label, Double G took more than 60 musicians with crew and equipment on tour from L.A. to San Francisco.
And we did it. And so that's the best part of it, and that's why I think the significance of the San Francisco recording is that is the first time that an ensemble that wasn't even supposed to exist played a gig it wasn't supposed to play outside of Los Angeles, which wasn't supposed to happen.
All of which means that at least one of Double G's dreams for Dakar is coming true. The orchestra is expanding audiences for both hip-hop and orchestral music.
The idea is we want to see the hip-hop community embrace the orchestra, and we want to see the orchestral symphonic community embrace hip-hop. And then pretty soon everybody's embracing each other. And then we have two pretty like polar opposite cultures united and working together and dancing together and thinking on the same page and moving forward.
Dakar Hip Hop Orchestra's newest live album, San Francisco Debut, has just been released on the independent label Kufala Recordings. For NPR News, I'm Fani Evnokides.
And it sounds so nice. Hip hop, you're the love of my life. Sounds so nice, hip hop, you're the love of my life. We wanna take it to the